to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the caffeine cast version of Sophisticated Property Investing. In this episode, I'm going to be covering how you can make the most of the lockdown. It's changing at the moment, but it looks like we're going to be in for quite some time more. So what can you be doing with your daily routines to make the most of this situation, this changing situation, to improve your property investment business? Well, let's take a look at it. Everything has moved. We are not traveling generally. We're not staying away. Typically, I'll stay away from home 4-6 nights a month. Typically, I'll be traveling every other day for maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes more, sometimes 4 hours to events to speak or to training or to meetings, etc., etc. All of that has stopped. And that presents us with an opportunity. We're spending way more time with our families. We've got everything on hand, whatever we need to be working, we've got that on hand at home. And so this change in routine is breaking old habits and enabling us to start new ones. And that's what I want to talk about today. How effectively, we're 7-8 weeks into this lockdown now, how effectively are you deliberately building healthy habits? Because a successful property investment business isn't about knowledge. It's not about having the skills. It's not about knowing the strategies. It's about application of that knowledge. It's about taking action every single day in your property business, because property investing isn't luck. Property investing is a numbers game. It's about finding those motivated vendors. It's about communicating effectively with those motivated vendors and doing deals with them as a consequence. So I'm going to start off by saying you need a daily routine. If you don't have a daily routine written down that you follow, you will not be making the most of your property investment business. It's just impossible. You cannot find successful people who don't follow daily routines. Everyone does. Everyone that I know who's successful has a daily routine. If you're winging it, you're doing what you feel like doing. And that is rarely the most efficient thing to be doing, the most effective thing to be doing. Brian Tracy says, those that are successful do what needs to be done. Those that are unsuccessful do what they feel like doing. And so having a daily routine written down is absolutely critical to your success, because then your body gets used to it, your mind gets used to taking effective, focused action on a daily basis. And from that, you get good at stuff, you get habitually effective. And as you get better and better and you take more and more action, the numbers game starts to kick in. You speak to more vendors contact you, you make more offers. And then you have vendors say yes to you, then you have completions take place, and all of a sudden you're doing more deals than you've ever done before in a sophisticated manner. So I'm going to share with you 5 top tips. Now, I could present on this for a day. In fact, every November, all of the Ethical Property Partners clients all come away for 3 whole days. We go to a swanky hotel and spend 3 full days working on daily routines, on effective, positive, helpful habits. We start at 6:30 every morning. We finish at 10:30 every evening. So I could spend 3 days on this, but I'm going to condense it into 5 top tips for the lockdown period. And before you start thinking, oh, Frank, you know, we're 8 weeks in, Boris just this weekend has announced that you can start traveling to other places other than your work. He said, look, if you can't work from home, then go travel to your work, just maintain social distancing. The lockdown's lifting, Frank, you know, you're a bit late on this. I don't think I'm late on this. I think the lockdown is going to go on and on and on. I wouldn't be surprised if we go back into it. I think we could be looking at 2 more months of this unusual routine. But I think equally, we could be in and out of lockdown. We could have more sombreros to squash, to use his Boris's description. It could be another year. Who knows? And here's the other thing. We've had a massive transition into the lockdown. So now we've got an unusual routine that we need to develop these helpful habits. But we're going to have a massive transition out. So when we go from staying at home with our kids around us and everything happening remotely, we've got our second monthly training day Tuesday this week where we are virtually meeting as a partnership. We're doing an 8-hour day all virtually. We've never done that before. But as we transition back out of this into a world where we are traveling again, where we are interacting socially, where we're going to gatherings, that's a second opportunity to build helpful habits. Arguably, that's the bigger opportunity because that will be the permanent structure, that'll be the long-term structure, and we can transform that. So I'm already thinking to myself, this efficiency of not traveling every week and every month is massive for me. I had no idea how much time I was investing, stroke wasting, in traveling. No idea whatsoever. So I'm now thinking, could I do 6 days a week when I don't travel at all? Could I do 1 day a week when I go to meetings or go to trainings, and the rest of the time I work from my home office? And I'm seriously considering that. And that's because I've got one eye on the next change in habits, the transition when we come out of lockdown. So this is a useful skill. It's useful to have an awareness of this, and it's useful to start practicing it now. Okay, so my top five tips for lockdown. The first is daily exercise. You cannot be operating at a high physical state in your business, in your property investment business, unless you are exercising regularly. And you might be thinking, Frank, that is nothing to do with property investing. I tell you what, it's everything to do with it. Having coached business owners for years now, you cannot coach the business without coaching the individual. If you are eating rubbish, not sleeping enough, drinking too much, and not exercising daily, you cannot be performing at a high level, at an elite level, at a world-class level, which means you cannot be doing the deals that you could otherwise be doing. You cannot be fulfilling your potential. It's impossible. It's a law of nature that you cannot be operating in a high energy state without the correct ingredients. In fact, a good friend of mine and mentor, Richard Wilkins, he's the self-appointed minister for inspiration. I did a 5-day residential course with him and numerous trainings since. He talks about a sausage machine, and what he says is you can't, if you put pork into the sausage machine, you get pork sausages out the other end. If you put beef into your sausage machine, you get beef sausages out the other end. If you put rubbish ingredients, lack of sleep, junk food, too much alcohol, no investment in personal relationships, no physical exercise. If you put all that junk into your sausage machine, you're deluded if you think you're going to get success out the other end. Quality results, quality property investments. It's just against the laws of nature. You have to be putting quality ingredients in to get quality sausages out the other end, quality results. So daily exercise is the first one because that keeps your physical energy at a high level. The second one is meditation or prayer daily. We have to keep our heads, i.e. our minds, in a healthy state. And that removal from the hamster wheel, that removal from the running all day, every day, is absolutely critical. And it doesn't matter if you're religious or not. It is a requirement, though, in order to perform at a world-class level, that you stop, take a breath, and focus on what's important to you. And that will keep the mind at the cutting edge that you need it to be at to do these transactions. These transactions are not just about finding a vendor who's motivated, that 1 in 1,000, and then presenting the correct solution for them. It's not about that. It's way, way more than that, because the vendor has to trust you. It's not about saying, oh, I've got this solution for you, and them saying, oh, brilliant, yep, go for it. It's all about the, do I feel comfortable with Frank? Do I like Frank? Do I believe he's capable of delivering what he says he's going to deliver? Do I believe he's honest enough to deliver what he says he's going to deliver? And that comes down to those nuances of energy, of how you feel deep inside yourself. That's what the vendor's drawing on every single sense that they've got to make that really important decision, which, let's be honest, is their most valuable possession that they may only get to choose once who buys it from them. So we've got daily exercise, we've got daily meditation or prayer. You have to have, third one, you have to have a daily focus on marketing and sales. If you're not taking marketing activity and sales activity every single day, then you're not making enough of your property business. There is no point sitting there shuffling bits of paper, playing with nice spreadsheets, analysing properties on Rightmove. Those are distraction activities. You've got to be either letting vendors know that you exist or making offers on properties. It's got to be one or the other, and ideally both. But marketing and sales in your business, and we'll talk more about the marketing strategies and we'll talk more about the sales process, but you need dedicated time every single day, hours, not minutes, every single day, where you are marketing to vendors and letting them know you exist, and where you are selling to vendors and moving them along your funnel from where they know about you and are interested to where they say, yes, I want to sell to you, or no, I don't want to sell to you. Marketing and sales in your property business is critical. Let me give you an example. I'm in a JV with a business partner. We are offering on 25 commercial properties a week at the moment. 25, and it's because it's a numbers game. Now, we're offering at typically 50 to 60% of asking price, and yes, the vast majority are saying no. But that's because we know that one in 100, one in 500, one in 1,000, who knows what the conversion rate will be in this current climate at those discounts, will say yes. And so we're just churning through the numbers. But that is hours a day, not hours a week, of marketing and sales activity. That's what it requires. And you'll hear here when I come on the podcast, I say, oh, we've done this deal, it's phenomenal. For example, we are offering on a £4 million office block at the moment. And if they say yes, it'll be a phenomenal deal for us. We'll be able to add value to it. We'll be able to flip it in 2 to 3 years' time for potentially 3 times what we've paid for it. You'll hear me talk about that deal on here. And those that are looking for the shortcut will think, oh, it's just, you know, you just go offer on a £4 million office block and you make all this money just 2 to 3 years later. But it's not about that. It's about the daily habit of offering on tons and tons of these properties to find the one that does the deal. Looking back in retrospect, it's easy and people go, oh, you need this many square feet and you need to be offering in this part of the country. Rubbish. It's about offering on tons and tons and tons and finding those motivated people. Number four is you need to be reviewing your goals and your destination, where you're heading, on a daily basis. A daily review of your goals and your destination is crucial. This morning, I've got up and I've looked at my dream chart. I spent about 15 minutes to music. My dream chart is all on PowerPoint. It's got the lifestyle I'm going to leave. It's got the relationships that I've got. It's the legacy that I'm building with Stepping Stones and Housing the Homeless. It's all on there. And that daily reminder at the start of every day, before I've listened to the news, before I've opened my emails, that daily reminder of where I'm headed is absolutely critical. Because during the day then, when you feel a bit like, ugh, it's a bit tough this, it could be easier, what about if I do this, or what about if I do this instead, or I think I'm just gonna, you know, watch a quick episode of this on Netflix because I'm a bit tired, it keeps you on track. It keeps you in touch with what is important to you. And finally, keeping score. A weekly review of your progress is so important. How do you know if you're winning the game if you're not keeping score? You need to be tracking where you're headed, what it looks like when you get there, and what the milestones are along the way. And if you're reviewing that on a weekly basis, everything else is daily exercise, daily meditation or prayer, daily focusing on marketing and sales, and a daily review of your goals and destination. The fourth one is a weekly written record of your progress, because only then can you see if you're off track. If we start putting in 10 offers a week on commercial properties, we'll know that we're off track within a week, and we can look at why that is. What can we do to raise the number of offers? If we're not tracking our conversion rate, how do we know if we're as effective as possible at communicating with vendors? If we know our conversion rate and it starts to drop, we know we're doing something different. We know we need to improve it. If we're monitoring our conversion rate with vendors and it goes up, we know that we've got better. We can track that. What have we changed? Oh, we've started doing this. Oh, we started doing this before we called them. That's going to be a difference. I've got clients that have their own theme tune. When they're driving to see a vendor, they put their own theme tune on. It gets them in a high state of energy. It gets them in the right mindset. So when they step out of the car, they're buzzing. Do you think that if you do that every single time you go and meet a vendor, you get in the groove, you get in the zone for communicating effectively, for helping to solve their property problems, and for signing them up and doing the deal? Guys, those are my top five tips for lockdown healthy habits. If you really, really, really want to make the most of your property business right now, you need to be structuring your day. And it might be a bit namby-pamby, it might be a bit nebulous for you, but I've seen it time and time again. I'm training my clients on this right now. I'm holding myself accountable to this right now. And that's what you need in your property business. If you're a full-time 9-to-5 employee and you're doing your property investing on the side, that's cool. But have a structure for your property investing. Have a structure for your day. How many hours a week? The first thing I do when I sit down with a new client is I get a commitment from them how many hours a week they're going to invest in their property business. Because if you say 15 hours a week, that's cool. We can make that work. But if then all you do is 6 or 7 hours a week, you're not going to get the same results, unsurprisingly. So guys, make the most of this change. Make the most of it. Inject healthy habits into your daily routines, your weekly routines, and the results will be phenomenal. You'll feel better, your relationships will improve, and your property investment business will improve. Enjoy.
Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. That was the Caffeine Cast. New full-length episodes released every Thursday.